Welcome to Morning Prayer and Worship. This is the fourth Friday in the season of Lent in the church calendar. My name is Ben. I'm so glad that you're here. If you have a prayer request, as always, you can go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. Thank you for your support. You can leave a review or a rating on your podcast app of choice. You can also support financially. BenwardMusic.com/donate. Thank you to all who give to sow into this ministry. Mover of mountains and shaker of seas, you command even the waves. Ruler of thunder and maker of all, in your hand is power to save. With one mighty touch I am free. Move in me, O great mover of mountains. Your fire coming down for Elijah, consuming the true sacrifice. Healer of all our diseases, opening eyes of the blind. Mover of mountains and shaker of seas, you command even the waves. Ruler of thunder and maker of all, in your hand is power to save. With one mighty touch I am free. Move in me, O great mover of mountains. You brought the light into darkness, delivering those who believe. You are the faithful provider, supplying all of our needs. Mover of mountains and shaker of seas, you command even the waves. Ruler of thunder and maker of all, in your hand is power to save. With one mighty touch I am free. With one mighty touch I am free. With one mighty touch, I am free. Move in me, O great mover of mountains. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done and by what we have left undone, we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways. To the glory of your name. Amen. Mover of mountains and shaker of seas, you command even the waves. Ruler of thunder and maker of all, in your hand is power to save. With one mighty touch I'm free. With one mighty touch I'm free. With one mighty touch I'm free. Move in me, great mover of mountains. Psalm 102. Lord, hear my prayer, and let my cry come before you. Hide not your face from me in the day of my trouble. Incline your ear to me When I call, make haste to answer me. For my days drift away like smoke, and my bones are hot as burning coals. My heart is smitten like grass and withered, so that I forget to eat my bread. Because of the voice of my groaning, I am but skin and bones. I have become like a vulture in the wilderness, like an owl among the ruins. I lie awake and groan. I am like a sparrow lonely on a housetop. My enemies revile me all day long, and those who scoff at me have taken an oath against me. For I have eaten ashes for bread and mingled my drink with weeping. Because of your indignation and wrath, you have lifted me up and thrown me away. My days pass away like a shadow, and I wither like the grass. But you, O Lord, endure forever, and your name from age to age. You will arise and have compassion on Zion, for it is time to have mercy upon her. Indeed, the appointed time has come. For your servants love her very rubble and are moved to pity even for her dust. The nations shall fear your name, O Lord, and all the kings of the earth your glory. For the Lord will build up Zion, and his glory will appear. He will look with favor on the prayer of the homeless. He will not despise their plea. Let this be written for a future generation, so that a people yet unborn may praise the Lord. For the Lord looked down from his holy place on high. From the heavens he beheld the earth, that he might hear the groan of the captive and set free those condemned to die, that they may declare in Zion the name of the Lord and his praise in Jerusalem. When the peoples are gathered together and the kingdoms also to serve the Lord, he has brought down my strength before my time. He has shortened the number of my days. And I said, O my God, do not take me away in the midst of my days. Your years endure throughout all generations. In the beginning, O Lord, you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They shall perish, but you will endure. They all shall wear out like a garment. As clothing you will change them, and they shall be changed. But you are always the same, and your years will never end. The children of your servants shall continue, and their offspring shall stand fast in your sight. To a generation yet unborn, to a generation, to a generation yet unborn, we will declare the works of the Lord, the goodness of the Lord, to generations to come. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our scripture lesson is Mark 9, 2-13. Jesus took with him Peter and James and John, and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He did not know what to say, for they were terrified. Then a cloud overshadowed them. And from the cloud there came a voice, This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him. Suddenly, when they looked around, they saw no one with them anymore, but only Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, he ordered them to tell no one about what they had seen until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what this rising from the dead can mean. Then they asked him, "Why do the scribes say that Elijah must come first?" He said to them, "Elijah is indeed coming first to restore all things. How then is it written about the Son of Man that he is to go through many sufferings and be treated with contempt? But I tell you that Elijah has come, and they did to him whatever they pleased, as it is written about him."
Mover of mountains and shaker of seas, you command even the waves. Ruler of thunder and maker of all, in your hand is power to save. With one mighty touch, I'm free. Move in me, O great mover of mountains. This is the word of the Lord, and thanks be to God. Amen. This is the word of the Lord, thanks be to God. Amen. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses. We forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively on this fourth Friday in Lent in the church calendar. Gracious Father, whose blessed Son Jesus Christ came down from heaven to be the true bread, which gives life to the world, evermore give us this bread, that he may live in us, and we in him, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I'm going to lead us in a time of guided prayer. I'll give prompts, continue to play. Pray specifically and by name for those in your life today, beginning with your families, your immediate family, your extended family, whatever that means in your life today, lift them up.
Mountains, Lord, nothing is impossible for you. You move mountains, Lord, nothing is impossible for you.
Friends, acquaintances, co-workers, fellow students,
nothing is impossible for you. mountains, Lord. You move mountains, Lord.
Pray for your own heart, your joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears, frustrations. Lay it all before the Lord now. Enemies, Jesus commands us to pray for our enemies. Bless those who curse us. See the power of God move when we obey.
Mover of the mountains and shaker of seas, you command. Even the waves, ruler of thunder, maker of all, in your hand is power to save. With one mighty touch, I am free, moving me. O great mover of mountains.
Come in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen and amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, the mover of mountains, the shaker of seas. Nothing is impossible for Him. Walk in that knowledge and in that light. It is a lamp unto your feet, a light unto your path. Amen. Let's pray together again on Monday. Morning Prayer and Worship is a production of Steady Stream Ministries. That is my nonprofit ministry dedicated to teaching on worship and prayer, the devotional life, and living in the fullness of who He is. Amen and amen. Thank you for your donations. BenwardMusic.com/donate.